Croatia is a very young country who suffered to achieve independence, and we all know the tragic events that have happened in the 19th. And my country has suffered a lot, and in a time when we were looking for support, help and recognition by the international community, the Holy See was the first to help us, to recognize us and then give us the strength to resist. The blessed John Paul II has been 3 times in Croatia. For a young nation like ours, it's a lot. But despite this, Pope Benedict XVI is going to visit us, and it's the 4th visit in 16 years. For us, it's such a gift, because we are a country that is literally fighting to enter the European community, to overcome the many obstacles that arise along our path, which was not easy and simple in these last 20 years, even though our history is deeply European and we are always been part of it since the 7th century, despite we are a small country with only 4 million inhabitants. We hope that the visit of the Holy Father will give strength to our identity and protect our country, which lies on the border between East and West, so near and at the same time so far from everything. His visit gives us the strength to transmit Christian values in our country and among our people, who are mostly Catholic. On behalf of the Croats in Rome, and if I'm allowed, also of the Croats in Italy, I would like to thank the Holy See for continuous support to my country and to my countrymen. I wish the Holy Father a welcome in Croatia.
Can I ask you, your family came before the war to Italy, but they must have had many friends who remained in that region.
Yes,
during the war. How did it affect people's lives?
It was very difficult because it's not only for my family, because a lot of families comes before the war in the 17 years, for example. It was very difficult in the first months of the war to try to speak, to know the real news in those areas. So it was very difficult to keep in touch with all our relatives, friends and everything. So we tried to go there, even if there was a war, so it was difficult
and
to
get. It was dangerous.
Dangerous, but dangerous, it's not the worst, the first feeling. I don't know how to explain, because we wanted to know and to see all our relatives and friends. It depends on how dangerous it was.
It didn't matter.
It doesn't matter for us, because can tell something by myself, because I had a lot of cousins and my grandmother and my grandfather lived there. So I just want to see them, to so that in safe. Yes,
right.
It didn't matter the difficult to get to Croatia and the trip all along.
Sure. Are they here now in Italy?
No. They're all in Croatia.
Where do
my
they
live? Parents also in Zadar. Uh-huh. Zadar, it's Zara in Italian.
And how is life for your parents now that they've gone back? I mean, is there any normal?
Yes. Yes, it's very, very normal. It's better than here.
It's better?
Yes.
In what way?
Because they live in a small city, because Zadar, it's a small city. And they have everything they want, because the climate is very nice. So they have the sea, the air is very healthy. Mm-hmm. And no, it's fantastic to live there.
So you're thinking maybe of going back yourself?
No, I'm here.
So what about the economic crisis? Do people feel that in Croatia?
Yes, but we are not in the European Union, so it's very difficult for us to keep a standard, or I don't know how to explain, because it's economic crisis. But we try to overcome all the difficulties to enter the European community. So we have the kuna, it's not the euro. So it's difficult for us to compare and to maintain
strong currency.
Yes,
right. Okay.
But we had a lot of tourism, so we tried to after the summer we have to speak about it, because Now all the people comes for holidays in Croatia, so it's okay.
It's a good period and it brings in a lot of cash.
Yes.